Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus FBI and Oakland Police Department trial update. Verdict near, possibly today. More than 12 years after the car bombing that left Earth First Redwood summer organizer Judy Berry maimed and framed by the FBI, after a lawsuit that took 11 years to come to trial, more than 5 years after Judy's death from cancer, after a six-week jury trial plus 3 weeks of deliberations, the jury may announce a verdict on Monday, June 10th, or maybe not, since all prior predictions have proven wrong. Last Tuesday, when the jury in Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney versus FBI and Oakland Police indicated that they were still split on some claims, U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin urged them to keep trying to reach unanimous verdicts on all claims, but told him if they were unable to resolve them all, they should tell her and the court would provide a revised verdict form. On Friday, the jury asked for that revised form and they were given it just minutes before they left for the weekend. The new verdict form allows the jury to render an incomplete verdict, finding some defendants fully liable for civil rights violations but making no determination for others. It will include an additional line allowing the jurors to choose undecided for accounts of liability for violations of constitutional rights for each of the seven defendants. The jury must make 168 determinations on this 18-page complex form. At the risk of being wrong again, some jury watchers predict the jury will return their verdicts on Monday, June 10th, and would have done so Friday if they had not been given the form just at quitting time. The jury returned today to deliberate for the 16th day at the federal courthouse in Oakland, California. For more information, visit the website www.judyberry.org. That's www.judibarry.org. Grundfront occupies Amsterdam Airport construction crane. Early on the morning of June 4th, the Radical Ecological Action Network Grundfront occupied a construction crane that's set to build a new docking pier for Schiphol Amsterdam Airport. Work has been stopped. The activists protest expansion of the airport, the largest single source of carbon dioxide emissions in the Netherlands. The action is the second in a month of ecological insurgence that the network has announced on the occasion of its sixth birthday this midsummer. The large blue crane, near arrival Hall 3 of the airport, is essential for the construction of an eighth docking pier necessary to keep up with increase in flights. To the crane, banners have been attached saying stop jet expansion and nature will strike back. March 5th of this year, Grundfront also painted Nature Strikes Back, Grundfront Lends a Hand on one of the airport's radar towers. For us, expansion should have stopped long ago, said Joris van de Bosch, a Grundfront activist. We can go on provoking nature by laying out more concrete and sending more airplanes in the air, but nature won't allow for this and will strike back, for example, with climate change, or with cancer, asthma. All of that increases with the growth of Schiphol Airport. In the past, Grundfront also protested expansion of the airport. A fifth landing strip was dug up in Transport Minister Netelbode's garden. A house was to be demolished for the expanding airport was squatted to be evicted a week later during an anti-Schiphol demonstration in The Hague. This action was the second in a month of ecological insurgence, a month of direct ecological action in the run-up to midsummer, June 21st. On this day, there is a rave against the machine in Utrecht, with a link to Sevilla, Spain, where at the moment there will be protests against the EU summit. This day, 6 years ago, was the first successful Grundfront site occupation. Grundfront is the name that radical eco-activists use for nonviolent direct action. Grundfront is the Dutch branch of Earth First. Grundfront and Earth First are networks rather than organizations and have no leaders. For more information, go to www.grundfront.nl. That's www.grundfront.nl. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,